In this section, we're going to be talking about leadership and the leader. What does it mean to be a transformational leader? I've had some experiences that have helped me grapple with this. Early on, I was part of a parachurch ministry, and there was a gal on staff that worked with youth at risk, and actually coming out of incarceration. And there was this one gal that she worked with that she was especially close to, and had spent a great deal of time, I think over a year, with this person, and she saw what she thought was dramatic change. And talked about her, introduced her to friends. Actually, at a major event, she was brought on stage and gave her testimony. And it was a very satisfying, very, very encouraging thing for this staff person. But then something happened, and she went back into the old lifestyle. And I remember how much that crushed this staff person. And it just made me wonder, you know, what are we doing is there anything more that we can do? We know that God is the one who is at work, but is there something that we are doing or not doing that is hindering real change? Also, when I got started in ministry, it was John Perkins that asked the question that became a defining quest for my life. He asked the question, how do we build incentive in our youth? And by that he meant, how do we create change? What do we do to help create change from within to motivate youth toward a better life and toward God? Another experience was I've been involved in youth ministry for a long time. And early on, I would go to I was a part of a national movement called the Christian Community Development Association. And I would, part of it was attending forums, youth forums. And I would sit in and listen to other youth leaders talk about some of the challenges that they were facing. And they came from some of them worked with youth groups, some were with churches, some were from schools, some were tied to larger organizations, say like a rescue mission or something like that. But they all shared the challenges of working with youth in trouble. Well, because of my years, 20 years later, I've gone to that same forum, different faces, but discovered the same problems. That somehow what we were doing was not making a significant impact on the young people that we were serving. On another note, I've been involved as a trustee for a seminary, and we had a guest speaker come in and talk to the student body, but also talk to the board. And she also was tied to a school. And one of the things she shared was that she felt that the thing that professors feared most was the fear of irrelevance. That somehow what they were doing, would that really be making a difference? Or will they begin to be seen, because they were seminary professors, would they begin to be viewed as irrelevant to the work that God is doing and what is needed for the work? And so all of these things caused me to realize that we had a challenge before us. A friend of mine involved in had been involved in world mission for years said that great strides in the world mission movement can be observed, yet a paradox seems evident. While there are more Christians in the world each day, more Bible translations, more unreached people groups hearing or reading the gospel, and more and better resources for conducting mission, churches are losing their influence and impact in their communities. The urban world seems to be on a downward spiral. In the wake of recent confrontations between black youth and police authorities, tensions have reached a fever pitch. Aspersion casting aside, one glaring truth remains: urban youth are in trouble. And so this need for leadership that transforms, is important. And it's something we need to remember and understand about transformation. When Paul said this, "You yourselves are our letter, written on our hearts, known and read by everyone. You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry." God is at work, but He also works through us. God is engaged in transforming people's lives, but He also does that through His people, which makes the young people that we impact our letters. If you want proof that we are who we are and that God validates who we are and what we do, you look at the letters that have been written as a result of our ministry. And then Jesus said this, "Very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these because I go to the Father." And then there's this familiar passage with Isaiah where he comes to a point where he sees God and he hears God say, "Whom shall I send? Who will go for us?" And Isaiah replies, "Here am I. Send me." God is a missional God. God is a sending God. He is the one who does the transforming of people's lives, but He works through His people. Here's another one. We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed. So that is our experience. Ministry is hard, and yet God continues to work. And another passage from Hebrews chapter 12, "Since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every encumbrance, the sin that so easily entangles. Let us run with endurance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus." And so this is who we are. We are the conduits through which God brings about transformation. He brings young people to the point of saying yes to Jesus. And He does that working through us. So the question we need to ask, and we really do need to ask it, is what is our role? I mean, God does transform us, and we experience that transformation continually. The Scriptures tell us that is our journey through this process of the enrichment of our salvation. That's wonderful. But God transforms others. And He uses us in the transformation of others. And so, therefore, what is our role? Jesus said when we pray, we should pray, "Your kingdom come, Your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven." Realize that when we pray that, we are not just asking God to make that which is up there, that is His reign, His control, His dominion. We're asking Him to make that come down here, and we participate in that. We are committing ourselves to active participation and effort toward that end. When I first started in youth ministry, going into a new community, and I recognized that I was working with some tough kids. And there was a little bit of fear, but there was also something that I knew. I knew that in working with kids in the neighborhood, I had an edge on them. There's something I knew that they did not know. And what I knew was that God was either in them or He was on them. He was either in them because they had accepted Christ, or He was on them, working on them, working through circumstance. God desires that none perish, but that all come to repentance. So God is constantly at work. I knew that, and that was my edge. Didn't matter if I didn't relate to them in any other way except my skin color. I knew there are things I knew about them that gave me the edge, and that knowledge leads to courageous action. So, what does it mean to be a transformational leader? I believe that there are four areas that when we pursue them properly, they will contribute to us being transformational in how we do our youth ministry. And that's what we're going to go through in this course. We're going to look at four areas that are significant in terms of our ability to be transformational, to experience transformation, and to be transformational in our work with others. The first is discipleship. How do we understand discipleship? What is it? There is some confusion there, and we want to address that. The second one is servanthood. Is that just a nice idea? What did Jesus mean? Did He just mean that we need to serve people at different times in our life? Is that something we do once in a while or a component of our lives? Or is He saying more about that? And then there's the divine imprint. Again, what does that mean? How significant is that in our work with young people to recognize being created in the image of God and what that means to the youth, and also what it means to us in terms of how we serve? And then last is leadership. We're going to be looking at transformational leadership, and we're going to be looking at heroic leadership as well. So that's what's in store for us in this course, and we'll just dive right in.